Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful JB Lyon. JB, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Excellent.
Fire away.
Let's do this. JB is a self-published author writing in the visual novel format, using authorship as an additional source of income. Excited to be talking to you today. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, thank you. You know, this started the labor of love about 7 years ago. You know, I am a in the corporate world. I do information technology for transit systems, and as sure as some of your listeners can attest to, those who have been in the corporate world for some time, the drudgery and the day-to-day grind of that can sometimes be overwhelming. So I use creative writing as kind of an escape. The idea for the whole Seven Spark concept in the five-book novel that I'm doing came from a game I play with my kids. It was kind of a King of the Hill game on who can control the universe, and we all had different species of characters, if you will, and they all tried to gain control, and we came up with, you know, crazy different ways of gaining that control. And so I started jotting all these things down, and you know, I just started to create. And I think for me, you know, the creative process was a big kind of stress relief from the day-to-day corporate grind, and I just continued with it, and decided to go all the way with it, and put a book out, five book series out, that'll be available in September.
Nice. That's awesome. So just being creative, playing a game with your kids, and you thought, you know what, this is pretty cool. We're getting pretty deep into this. I bet that I could create a series, like a Game of Thrones kind of a deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wanted to create this kind of parallel universe to explore this different world. The Seven Spark it puts you into a world where both the physical and the spiritual come together, and each entity impacts the other. And so I wanted to make it an expansive universe, and, you know, it really kind of got my whole creative juices going, because I could build these different parallel worlds, build these different, you know, with the spiritual realm and the physical realm, kind of give me an expansive universe to work with. So, you know, very similar, I would say, to like a Star Wars, where, you know, there's so many planets, there's so many universes, which really gives them a lot of creativity. Freedom, if you will, because there's kind of no limit to the different universes and things and different planets and different things they could bring in. So I wanted to kind of mimic or emulate that for my own series, because you know, based off of those books, you know, I want to create different short stories and different things. And so I wanted to make sure that when I built the universe and the story arc, that I was able to do that. So I think that people that books and into my series will be excited about that, and be excited to see the more and more content, and all the different content, and all the different directions that this thing can go.
Nice. I love it. In a time where there's so many different side hustles and opportunities to earn extra income, and I think that there's a lot of people who are working to use your words, kind of corporate jobs that can sort of become monotonous. They're looking for other opportunities to either make more money or for creative outlets. Are you looking at this as a side hustle, or is it more of a, you know, this is really a passion and you could see yourself doing it full time?
No, I think initially initially when I first started, I kind of saw it as a side hustle. So what I did was to prove out my theory, and you know, it's definitely something I would suggest to anybody that wants to get into something that might be new and different, is I created a very small book, a short story, less, but it was about 100 pages. And, you know, I kind of put it out on Amazon for about 8 months. And it was one of the story arcs, one of the subplots in the overall Seven Sparks series. And my rationale to do that is, one, I wanted to see how hard it was to be introduced as a new author into that new world. And, you know, I didn't want to get to a situation where I created all this content, you know, and got out there and had no idea, you know, how to market, how to do the things to be successful. So I created, you know, a very small book, sent it to a bunch of critics, a bunch of reviewers, you know, and I learned a lot. You know, it was really a great experience for me, because I was able to learn, okay, you know, these kind of things work, these don't, this is what I need, you know, from a marketing perspective, this is what I need from a content perspective. And it really kind of, you know, set me up to, so that this time, you know, this time during the process, you know, I feel like I'm way more prepared, and I understand, you know, what my markets are and my bases are, and I can really go out. And, you know, in the end, you know, it's great, but in the end, you know, if this is going to be rewarding enough, and I can, you know, be able to leave my my 9-to-5, or well, in the corporate world, it's never 9-to-5.
Right.
You've got to understand, you know, you've got to be able to make money. And if you don't know how to do that, you know, it's going to be, you can love the creative process, but at the end of the day, if you don't know how you're going to make money and live off of it, you know, it kind of can be a spirit breaker. So I didn't want that to happen. So that's kind of the journey that I've gone on. And ultimately, you know, I want this to be, you know, what I do for my day to day.
Nice. I love it. And that seems like a very mature thing to actually prove it out and to make sure that there's a market for the way that you write and all of it. And you need to understand how it works and to be able to figure out just the simple it's not a simple process, but the process of actually self-publishing and doing all of it. So I appreciate that. How much time were you spending, like, reaching out to the critics and the reviewers and all of that?
I think, for my initial launch, you know, it was a bit tougher because, you know, everything was new. And so, you know, you had to kind of understand, okay, you know, where do these guys live? You know, how do you get on Amazon? What keywords, you know, do you need to put in to gain interest? You know, what are the best book blogging sites and, you know, and book review sites? And so there was just a lot of market research. You know, it took me a while. I would say, you know, it took me at least, you know, 5 to 6 months to try to figure out, okay, what's going to be my strategy? And, you know, and I didn't want to dump a whole lot of money into it either. So, you know, of course, this, you know, you can go to different companies, you know, pay $20,000-$30,000, you know, and they'll get all that information for you. But I wanted to learn on my own, so that when I did, you know, decide to go with a marketing firm or anything like that to push out my content, I knew what I was looking for, you know, because you can, as anything, you can be hustled and not truly understand your market. So I wanted to make sure I did that first. But I would say it took me a solid, you know, 5 to 6 months to figure out, you know, okay, you know, how can I truly promote my book to the right people? And then just getting it out, you know, of course you did the family and friends thing, but, you know, that's one thing that I would suggest to anybody that's trying to go down this road is, you know, you've got to kind of take that feedback with a grain of salt and get it out to, you know, real critics and people that you don't know, because they're going to give you much more honest feedback. And, you know, and that was kind of what I did. So I signed up, you know, with a couple of different internet sites that was able to get me some good reviews, you know, from people that, you know, that love that genre. And, you know, the feedback that I got for the most part was very positive. And so that was, you know, what kind of speared me on to move this thing forward.
Nice. I appreciate that. So Now for the actual thing about writing a book. Do you have a background in English and writing? How did you learn how to write?
So I learned how to write mostly from a technical perspective. Now, I've been a creative writer all my life. I mean, I was doing some terrible drawings, but well, I was doing, little books here and there, just about, fantasy worlds and stuff when I was 7 and 8 years old. But I didn't really get into really writing until I got into what I do. As I said, I'm a project manager by trade. I've worked on all kinds of projects all over the globe. And, it takes very, very solid communication skills to do that. And so during my time, I had interned even with a small business assistance center where I learned how to write business plans and so forth. So I have been perfecting my communication style from a technical and just an overall business communication standpoint. So my writing, in that context was already fairly solid. I did find out though, as I got through it, it's a different world when you're trying to create something, creative versus, business communication style. So, what I did to kind of hone that in is that, I knew I could write. It's just my style and those kind of things was different. I went to a lot of different writing groups, creative writing groups, a lot of fiction clubs, those kind of things. I kind of sat in those for a good 2.5-3 years.
Wow.
To kind of hone that whole, in the business world this works, but in the writing, novel, fantasy world, this is how your communication has to change. And it was a lot of trial and error and a lot of working yourself out of some bad habits to get the right flow.
Fair to say you have the ability to delay gratification?
Yes. As a creator, I think if you don't have that, it's going to be rough.
Yeah. Well, good for you, man. That's just hearing 2.5-3 years of learning the process, going and sitting in these groups and learning. That's awesome. So kudos to you. So I'm not extremely familiar with the visual novel format. Tell me a little bit about exactly what that is.
Right. So the visual novel, it's really exciting to me. I call it a book on acid. It's a very immersive type of experience. When you look at the visual novel version of my book, I did traditional and the visual novel, but it made me, it was a book that I really wanted to read. Because I am a big Stephen King fan, George R. R. Martin fan, I a lot of their books, Neil Gaiman, a lot of their books, a lot of those things. But the visual novel was something that I thought was missing, to kind of connect everything together. And so what I wanted to do was to put together a format and visual content that is not just about telling the story like a comic book, but it's more of a support. And it's different than a graphic novel because it kind of aids the reader and brings them into the whole environment. So, I kind of compare it to your favorite RPG video game. Big video game fan. Don't know if you played any, Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts, those kind of things. They really kind of immerse you into this whole world, and then you start to care about the story. And it really, I really tried to build it so that the reader feels really good, as they're turning pages, right? So that's as a reader, the most important thing you can get a reader to do is to turn the page and to keep moving into the story. So the visual novel kind of it's you're going to see things that you would never see before, different colors, different styles. There's things that's just gonna jump off the page at you that I believe is going to really get you excited to at least, give it a try, understand the story. And then once I got you into the story, I believe you'll be hooked. So that's just it's just a different format, a different type of style. of putting a book together to really tie the reader into the whole universe that I'm trying to create.
Nice. I love it. And are you actually drawing the pictures as well?
I wish. I cannot draw. I was not blessed with that ability, but I do have a business partner that I've worked with a couple of times, all around good guy. His name's Mike Danovic, and he works with me on the illustrations, and we work together on the concepts. So, I definitely need assistance when it comes to that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So from soup to nuts, you have the idea, you come up with the concept. Are you then writing and then Mike does the illustrations?
Kind of. So I have the chapters done first. So I understand the full breadth of the chapter and everything that's going to take place, and then I kind of present concepts. You know, another thing to be thankful for is Google, and Google Images. You know, really help you. You know, there's so much creativity and there's so much content. I mean, to be a creative person in today's world, it's fascinating because you didn't have all these visuals, and that's another thing is that, you know, the world is becoming more visual type of society. You know, people are becoming more visual. And, I saw that, you know, I would just scour the internet and looking for different things. Okay, you know, this is kind of the concept, but what can that kind of look like? And, you know, you take pieces from one image and pieces from another. And before you know it, you have this really, really cool thing that you know, that's like, okay, this is great. This is kind of what I want. And then, you know, Mike brings me back down to earth and says, hey, we can do this, this, and this, but not this, this, and that. And we, you know, we all work it out together and, you know, come up with a style. And it's not just a style that fits the drawing. It also has to fit how I want the chapter to flow and how I want the chapter to look. So it's a very iterative process to come up with that.
Nice. And roughly speaking, how long do you think that it takes you to actually write one of these novels and to get really everything done?
So it's been 7 years and I've written three. So it takes a while.
Yeah.
You have to be very patient. You know, I'm in the book three of the five that I need to write for the first part of the series. And then there'll be a second part where I intend to write five more. But, you know, again, if it's not a labor of love, it's definitely something that you might consider not doing. But, you know, it does take time. To get all your thoughts, you know, it's one thing to get all your thoughts down on paper and a good outline. It's another thing to put it all together and to make sure that, you know, all the pieces join up and the timeline works and all that. So it takes a lot of time and patience, you know, and with writers, you know, the writers that are out there that are listening or want to be a writer, you know, it's something that you try to do every day. But it's, you know, sometimes you get a block. Sometimes you have to take some time away from it. And, you know, it's okay to do things out of order. You know, that stuff doesn't really matter because at some point, you know, with the right team, you know, you'll put it all together.
Love it. Well, JB, Savage Nation, is you ready for your difference making tip? What do you have for them?
I would say, you know, my difference making tip would be bold, man. Do what it is, you know, that you feel, you know, the way that I wrote the Seven Spark and the visual novel concept came up with a concept of a book that I would want to read, you know, and I thought my kids who are now grownups wouldn't want to read, you know, and I would say be bold and be willing to do something a little different. And, you know, the world is diverse. People are diverse. And then we need those diverse experiences. That's what makes us great. And don't be afraid to do something a little different just because, you know, you haven't seen it or you know, you're scared to kind of do something out there, especially with so many outlets today and so many different ways to connect with people. People are looking for new ideas and looking for new concepts. So if it's something that you want to do and you feel strongly about it, you know, go for it.
Like, that is great stuff that definitely gets come on.
Come on.
Be bold. Whatever it is you want to do, make it happen. I think that's awesome. JB, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and where can they get these books?
Well, they'll be available for pre-order on Amazon starting July 1st. And then the books, book one and two, are scheduled to come out September 1st of this year. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to www.jblion.com. If you go there and you sign up for your email on my email group, then you will get an advanced copy of the first episode. And you'll get that free of charge just to give it a try. You can also reach me at 7Spark on Twitter and 7Spark on Instagram as well.
Awesome. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show JB your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to jblion.com, sign up for the get on the email list, make sure you get all the updates, and pre-order the book on July the 1st. And JB, it's 7Spark.
That's correct.
All right, follow him on Instagram and Twitter at 7Spark. Thanks again, JB.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online boot camp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.